Tracy Canham is the incoming president of Athletics Tasmania, has taken a very keen interest in the career of little Jack Hale when he suddenly burst onto the national scene at 16 with his scintillating runs over 100 metres. He's off in the World Champs at 17 now, the under-18 World Champs. At 1 o'clock this morning, how did he go?
He actually went really well. He finished second in his heat. He ran a time of 10.66, and that's certainly good enough to get him through to the next level, which is the semis. Now, knowing Jack, he probably didn't push himself too hard. He only would have done what he had to do to get through, because the actual heats, the semis and the finals are all in the same day. And being a, you know, like a young Tasmanian boy, he's sort of come from our freezing winters into the South American heat. So he knows that it's important just to sort of take it easy. So he's got it there at the end of the day when he needs it. Because his heats was on at 1 a.m. this morning, and the final isn't until midday our time, so he has to sort of like drag his performance out over around about 11 hours. So that's going to be pretty tough for him.
Yeah, that's pretty full on to have to pull three amazing performances out of the hat if you get all the way, isn't it? I mean, all within a very short period of time.
That's right. And then because the actual world stage of athletics runs in our off season, it is really hard, because, I mean, both him and Hamish Peacock and the guys that have just been off to the World Uni Games, I mean, they've all literally left 10-degree days in Hobart and they've gone off to the Northern Hemisphere, you know, where, I mean, Hamish competed one day last week and then it was 37 degrees. And that was 2 days after he left Hobart when it was 10 degrees. And, I mean, Jack's actually finding the same over there now. So to sort of be in peak condition to sort of run a heat, run a semi and run a final, you know, over basically like an 11 or 12-hour period, in conditions that you're just not used to, it is going to be tough for him, but Jackie's one tough customer, so if anyone can do it, I honestly think he can.
Yeah, you know him pretty well. What sort of, how is he mentally? Has he got a tough mental, response to these sort of conditions?
Absolutely. If anyone's actually seen any footage of Jack in a race where he's actually ran from behind, he just finds another gear, because he really hates being beaten. he's really tough. Like, there's some relay footage of when he was running school relays where there were some guys that had, you know, ran about 30 metre head start at him over 100, and he just ran them down. And even last year in Adelaide, when he ran that 10.13 at the All Schools Championships, Rowan Browning, the New South Wales boy, had him covered for the first 80 or 90 metres. But, you know, Jack just was not going to let him beat him.
And Trace, who's over there with him? Has he got his mum and dad or his coach, or who's actually there supporting him?
No, he's actually over there with the Australian team and the team management. Mum and dad's at home in Claremont. I actually called in and saw them yesterday. Dad's very nervous as usual, Matt. Matt's a great guy. Mum's very levelling for him. His mum, Tony's a wonderful person, and, you know, she's sort of like a real solid rock. His dad, Matt, tends to get a little bit nervous. But in saying that, I mean, I was pacing around the floor and then the living room last night thinking, oh, God, come on, you know, because you just want it so bad for him.
We were trying to imagine what it would be like to have a son who potentially is one of the best in the world or something, or a child. It just freaks you out, doesn't it? Well, thank you so much.
I look completely. Yep.
Thank you so much for keeping an eye on it, Tracy. And 9.30, I believe, is the semi-final.
Yep, that's right. And then the final, should he progress, is on at midday. I mean, I'm fairly confident that he should go through to the finals, because, as I said, whenever he's had someone in front of him and the challenge out there, he just finds another gear. So it's very, very exciting for us at Athletics in Tas right now.
Go, Jackie Hale. Thanks, Tracy.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Thanks. So, yep, the Jack Hale fan club here at Heart 107.3.